TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Good afternoon to you high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at Cincinnati Princeton High School. The scene today for the big D4 regional championship contest between Fort Loramie and Rushi. It should be an outstanding game. Two clubs playing their very best ball of the year. No question about it. As the Fort Loramie Redskins come in 27-4, sixth ranked in the state. I say four losses if you include the setback to Springfield Shawnee early in the week. If you don't, Fort Loramie is 27-3, having won 11 straight, 17 in a row for the Rushi Raiders, 26-5 by way of record. In the regular season, a 4-0, a 3-1 win for Fort Loramie. Redskins beat the Raiders twice during the campaign. Throw those two contests out the window, Chuck. Those games were early. In fact, one of those was the initial game of the season.
Well, yeah, you don't necessarily look at your regular season game. It's the third time they played.
Right.
You got all kinds of cliches we can throw out here. Tough to beat a team three times,
yeah.
You know, right down the row. What you've got in this game is two schools that don't like each other, two towns that don't like each other, playing to get to the Final Four, so that just really enhances it. It'd be like Ohio State and Michigan playing a football game, and the winner got to go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You can imagine, you know, what the atmosphere would be. Very good crowd here. I think that Loramie still has the advantage in the kids' minds because they beat them twice. That's things that kids keep in their mind. But I think maybe the coaching staff might be a little more nervous after, you know, because Rushi is really playing great baseball right now. On the other side, Rushi's kids, I think they have to have a good start. If they can score early and get a lead and see that they can score on Loramie, it might be a good game for the Raiders.
This is a dream contest.
Oh, yeah.
For Upper Miami Valley baseball fans, no doubt about it. Fort Loramie has had the measure of Rushi in regular season matchups over the last several years. However, in the two big tournament games in the last 4 years, 2017, 2019, Rushi victorious, winning at Springfield in 2017, 8-4, and winning a sectional final in 2019, one zip in extra innings. Did those things weigh on the minds of these players?
I don't think the players are thinking about that at all. But again, the town and the coaches are thinking about it because they got longer memories than the kids do.
Yeah. You know what I wish, Chuck? This was a game in the Final Four.
Oh, that'd be great.
These two clubs deserve it.
But I mean, this is pretty cool. You got these two schools playing each other from the same league, playing each other to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, that's
this
is exciting for both schools and for the Shelby County League.
Yes. Keep in mind, the winner today advances to Akron Canal Park next Friday in a 1:00 state semifinal against the winner of the Tiffin Calvert Warren John F. Kennedy game. So the winner of this game moves on, plays next Friday. And I tell you what, Chuck, from what we saw yesterday, Fort Loramie, Rushi, both good enough
to take their clubs right to the state championship game and win it all.
Well, listening yesterday, obviously I wasn't here, but listening yesterday, the impressive part, especially for Rushi, man, they were getting critical hits with two outs, and not one, but two and three innings in a row.
Right.
And that to me, is that's a team that's very, very confident.
The themes yesterday, hitting, Rushi and Fort Loramie combined for 26 base hits. Fort Loramie had five in a row in the third inning, scored five runs. Rushi had four in a row in the third inning, scored three runs in that frame, as the two games yesterday were virtually over after the third inning.
Right.
Fort Loramie beat Cedarville 9-1. Rushi beat Lancaster Fisher Catholic 9-0. Big hits from Fort Loramie yesterday in that third inning. Evan Eilerman, Grant Albers, Caleb Meyer, Devin Ratterman, Trevor Middendorf. Big hits for Rushi in their third inning. The Raiders got key knocks from Zane Chappie, Hayden Quinter, Ross Fissinger. Big triple from Jared Poling. And the pitching was marvelous. Grant Saunders and Caleb Meyer were on, 19 strikeouts between them. They got ahead of hitters, control spot on. The speed stuff, the off-speed stuff, kept hitters on the two opposing clubs off balance. They were ahead in the count and pitched complete games. And today we've got two good pitchers. I don't know if they're the number twos for the two clubs. They'd be number ones on most teams. Mac Fortman for Fort Loramie, a left-hander. Xavier Flippo, right-hander for Rushi.
Well, they got good stats.
Right.
I mean, you know, you talk about their wins and losses, and didn't you tell me that Middendorf has given up 23 hits in seven games?
Yes, that's Fortman.
Fortman, I mean.
Yep. Yeah, his ERA is 1.5. Flippo's is 0.5.
Yeah.
Between the two pitchers, they've lost just one time this year. So it could be a very well-pitched game again today. These two clubs know each other like the backs of their hands. I expect the offenses eventually to take over a little bit today. I don't think we will see the super high-quality pitching for seven innings we saw yesterday. I think 5-4, 6-5, the final score in that area.
I don't think that you're going to be able to be comfortable either team if they get any kind of a lead.
Right.
I think the other team is very capable of coming back from two and three runs down.
Fort Loramie beat Midwest Athletic Conference opponents four times in five tries. Rushi beat Mac Schools seven times in nine tries. Fort Loramie defeated Anna during the season 5-0, but lost 2-1. Rushi beat Anna 5-1, lost 9-4. Any way you slice it, it's an even Steven matchup here today. This Princeton facility is gorgeous. We look to the northeast. Wind blowing southwest to northeast, blowing out to center field here.
Yep.
390 straight away, 325 down the lines. 365 to the big Princeton signage in left center. 365 to the big Vikings signage in right center. And plenty of foul ground.
There is, absolutely.
70 feet behind home plate, a good 70 or 80 feet from first base to the first base dugout, from third base to the third base dugout, and it narrows in the corners.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. And then when you get down about three quarters of the way, there's not really a whole lot of room down the lines. But, no, there is a lot of foul ball, a lot of foul ball territory on the infield. You don't want to pop it up because somebody's going to go get it.
One error committed by these two clubs combined yesterday. Defense wins games, pitching wins games. You add offense, which both clubs got yesterday, and that's a winning formula for sure. Whichever club gets all three of those things today will prevail. So many thanks to everybody here at Princeton High School. The Vikings clan has rolled out the red carpet. Athletic Director Joe Roberts, Associate Athletic Director Matt Weber, here in the broadcast booth today. Joe Duckworth and Craig Black, thank you very much. Sun-drenched Princeton High School.
A few puffy white clouds overhead. No chance of rain. The wind starting to pick up. The American flag down beyond third base is streaming out towards center field right now. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. A 10-year underwriting sponsor with us on ScoresBroadcast.com. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you both, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, online at TomJerry's.com. And thank you very much to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. We'll return with starting lineups for this game upcoming in about 7 or 8 minutes. It's the first pitch at high noon. Fort Loramie and Rushi, the Raiders, the home team. The Redskins will hit first. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victrus Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victrus, V-I-C, VictrusHealth.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Princeton. We'd like to recognize that 1971 Rushi baseball team, which won the state championship in Ohio. It's been 50 years to this day, June 5, since that title was claimed. So we give a big shout out to all members of that 1971 Rushi Raiders baseball club that won the state championship. We've got the first pitch coming up in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie, fourth year. Kevin Flippo, head coach of Rushi, seventh year. Chuck, you have coached before at the high school level. And talk about the challenge of these two coaches in whipping these two clubs into shape at the right time here in the tournament in order to get the most out of the teams and advance as far as possible.
Well, absolutely. You've got two teams with a lot of talent. I was my smartest when I had good players beside me. But they have both done a nice job. I don't know, basketball a little different than baseball, but you know, you mess with the lineup, you change here and there. You talk to kids that maybe aren't hitting as well, and you tell them you're going to drop them down a couple of spots in the lineup, you know, so they can relax at the plate. All that is past. Right now, you got two teams that are both. definitely good enough to be going and playing in the state or semifinals next week.
Right.
And we're just going to see which ones can handle the pressure, because there's going to be a lot of pressure today.
Runs could be at a premium. I expect more offenses, more offense produced by each club here today on both sides of the diamond. Yesterday we had blowouts.
Right.
One team didn't score. One team scored just a run.
Well, and you said they only had one error between the two teams.
Yeah.
That's the key. You only give them three outs an inning. If you can do that, you're going to be in good shape. And I think that the pitching, they got to throw strikes, but they can't just put it right down the middle. They've got to pick their spots. They've got to pitch well. They got to pitch smart. And both these kids throwing today obviously have the ability to do that.
It's going to be extremely important for these two pitchers, Mac Fortman for Fort Loramie, Xavier Flippo for Rushi, to get ahead in the count. Then the pitcher's got the advantage. And we saw with Cedarville in the opening game yesterday, the pitching not good, behind in the count,
yeah.
First inning on, and it gave Fort Loramie's hitters a big edge.
Well, if you're ahead of the count, you can throw anything you want to. If you're 2-0, now they're looking for something over the plate, and you're setting the hitter up to be able to pick their pitch. I used to tell my batters, even at 3-0, you pick the exact spot you're looking for. If they throw it there, hit it. If they don't, take a pitch.
Small ball will be important today. You need to execute. Love the way Rushi played the contest yesterday against Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Rushi faked the bunt numerous times, brought the first and third baseman from Fisher Catholic in, and then the Raiders slapped the ball right past him. They swung away.
Yep.
They also had a tremendous hit and run. Shortstop covered second, and Rushi smacked the ball right in the hole vacated by the fielder.
I was listening, and that is what, that's textbook baseball, and if you can make it happen, you look like a genius.
And how about Fort Loramie? Seven stolen base attempts yesterday. They converted six.
Yeah, that's very good. I don't know if they'll get that as much on Rushi today, but, we'll see.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components for the Rushi Raiders today. A building component is experience. Yes, it's a young team on paper, but this club is really no longer short on experience. These sophomores have 31 games under their belt. The juniors have 31 games under their belt. Drew Sherman, the top hitter, needs to produce. The end of the order was strong yesterday at the plate. They need to continue that here today. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, get on and run the bases like jackrabbits. Jake Sanders needs to help set the table up at the top of the lineup for Fort Loramie. Mac Fortman's got to throw strikes. Being a left-hand pitcher, he might be able to slow down Rushi a little bit on the bases. Like the Raiders, Redskins need the bottom of the order to get on to set the table for the top. The building components for these two clubs here today, Rushi and Fort Loramie. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Again, Chuck, I don't think the losing team gets shut out or scores one run like yesterday. Both teams produce. I think we'll probably have a combination of 9, 10, 11, 12 runs between the two programs.
Well, I'll be surprised if you don't. I mean, you look at Loramie, you look down their lineup, you got to go to number 8 before you got somebody hitting under 300.
Right.
Rushi not quite as strong in the numbers, but and you're right. When I had my best teams and we played our best games, 7, 8, and 9
right.
would contribute. You can't expect that to be three outs in your order. So you got to put hitters down there that can put the bat on the ball.
And yesterday, Fort Loramie and Rushi, those young men, 6, 7, 8, 9, got on base, and that contributed to 18 runs between the two clubs.
Well, that is a key. You need something from everybody.
These two teams, as I alluded several minutes ago, have played formidable schedules. We opened both broadcasts yesterday, noting that maybe Cedarville had not played the stringent schedule like Fort Loramie, noting that Lancaster Fisher Catholic, despite the number two ranking in the state, had not played the caliber of schedule like Rushi. And I think the results of the two games yesterday, Chuck, did bear that out. Lancaster Fisher Catholic seemed to respond to Grant Saunders as though the Irish had not seen a picture of his quality all year long.
Well, there is a possibility that they hadn't seen.
Right.
And, we run into the same thing when teams play MAC teams in football in the playoffs. When teams play the Shelby County teams in basketball, they're not used to the defense that they're going to see. And that's the same thing with the competition here. Day in and day out, these two teams have played outstanding teams all through the season.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have taken the field defensively as Xavier Flippo continues his pregame tosses. The versatility on this Rushi club is very interesting in that Grant Saunders pitched yesterday. He moves to third base. Hayden Quinter played third base yesterday. He catches today, and yesterday's catcher, Aiden Chappie, moves to shortstop today.
Very versatile. Very versatile.
For Fort Loramie, the switcheroo is as follows. Mac Fortman from first base to the mound. Derek Meyer from right field to first base. Caleb Meyer, who threw yesterday, goes from the bump out to right field. Here we go. First pitch of this regional championship game at Princeton is thrown plateward by Xavier Flippo, and it's high and away to Derek Meyer, 00, the leadoff hitter for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And then he shoots a foul down the left field line out of play. 1-1 is the count on Meyer to start off this game.
Yeah, he's a little late on his swing that time, but boy, he got good metal on the ball. I might say wood every once in a while. It's an old habit.
Oh, yeah. And yet, like yesterday, I said Chuck instead of Mike.
Yeah, you did. And I answered you. And then I went, hey, you're not here.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, but Flippo, big windup. It's a high curve. It finished, I think, below the letters. But at the plate, it was a bit above them, and it's 2-1.
I like the decision by the umpire.
Here is Flippo getting the ball back from his catcher, and right away zips a pitch home, fouled off to the left once more by Derek Meyer, and it's 2-2.
I like a pitcher that doesn't play with the ball, just gets out there and pitches.
Well, Flippo does. He bounces a curve. Looked like it hit the back point of the plate, and the count goes full. Third baseman Grant Saunders, a couple steps behind the bag, several feet off the line. Outfield straight away for Meyer. Here's the full count pitch. High pop, twisting foul out of play beyond the third base dugout. Rushi in the first base dugout. Redskins along the third base side. And as you can imagine, the crowd here at Princeton is adorned in either blue and gold or red and black. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It is in for strike three. Looking at it was Derek Meyer. It caught every bit of the plate just below the letters.
Yeah, it was too close to take.
Yep.
Nobody would argue it. I don't think they would have called it a ball or a strike, but you can't take that with two strikes.
Good at bat for Meyer, 6 or 7 pitches, but winning the battle eventually is Flippo, who starts off the next hitter, Jake Sanders for Fort Loramie, with a called strike on the outside half. Here's the windup. The pitch to Sanders.
0-1 throw is bunted foul behind home plate. Sanders off and running. Tried to roll one down the third baseline as Grant Saunders backs up two or three steps with a two-strike count. Straight away in center for Rushi is Zane Chappie. Shading the line in right is Patrick Bowman. Strike three. Sanders is out. Good start for Flippo.
Heck of a pitch right there. Boy, he had him frozen.
Whew. Shades of Grant Saunders yesterday. Keep in mind, in the regular season, these two teams went head-to-head early. In fact, they opened up the campaign. Fort Loramie won twice by scores of 3-1 and 4-0. Two out for the Redskins here in the top of the first inning. And the catcher, Darren Hoying, steps in and takes the initial toss high. Then he swings on pitch number two, slaps it on the ground, over the mound. Here comes Chappie, spearing it on the run, and shoots a throw to Poling at first for the out. Nice play by the shortstop for the Rushi Raiders. We played one here at Princeton. It is Fort Loramie nothing. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at tomjerrys.com. And these WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College.
Check swing strike, start the bottom of the first for Rushi.
6-4 hurler on the mound, Mac Fortman for the Redskins, and he opens up with two strikes, 0-2 on the leadoff batter for the Rushi Raiders. It is Zane Chappie who lunges for an outside pitch, waves at it, no contact, strike three.
He was fooled, boy. Really nice 0-2 pitch.
This game very well pitched so far.
Yep.
Through four hitters. Here's Xavier Flippo. Chappie, by the way, was hitting 373. Flippo at 364 on the year. Flippo with a big first inning hit yesterday. Chappie, by the way, had a base knock yesterday in the third. Here is Fortman throwing knees outside corner. I may have had my head down on pitch number one, Chuck.
It's 1-1.
A ball, a strike. Fortman, like Flippo, an unbelievably fast worker, pitches this one in the dirt. 2-1 on Flippo. Slightly open stance. He's on the inner half of the batter's box, somewhat crowding home plate. Ball two, it's wide, 2-1.
3-1.
I'm sorry, 3-1. Big pitch, Fortman. It's a curveball, a bender, bounced on one hop, right back to Fortman, and then he lobs on to Meyer at first for the out. Yep, five hitters up, five down. Here's Drew Sherman, 447 on the year, 26 ribbies. Drew yesterday, a base knock in the first inning. Fortman swings into action. Here's a breaking ball, stays up above the letters. Again, it finished in the strike zone, but at the plate was a tad high. Throw to Sherman is in the dirt, bounces away from Hoying. It's 2-0. In very deep left field is Middendorf for Fort Loramie with Sherman at the plate.
Center and right are a little, looks like they're a little shallow to me.
Yes, and there's a huge gap in right center. Sherman looks at a Fortman pitch, which is right on. It's spotted on the outside edge. Two balls and a strike on Sherman. Hoying sets up the outside target again. And Fortman hits it again, and it's 2-2. Beautiful pitching so far here in the first inning today. Two balls, two strikes, and Sherman. Fortman gets the ball back, winds, throws, and Sherman cuts and fouls to the screen. Bottom of the first, no score. Fort Loramie, three up, three down in the top of the opening frame. Rushi, two hitters up and out in the bottom. 2-2 pitch to Sherman, but Fortman, and it's flared along the right field line. It is curling foul by about 3 or 4 feet and out of play. Good hustle in right field by Caleb Meyer. He simply ran out of room. Again, between third base and the dugout and first base and the dugout, there's a good 70, 80 feet. But then the fence, about 200 feet down the lines, juts in toward the foul stripes. And there's not much playable area in foul ground, 200 plus feet down the lines. We are still at 2-2 on Sherman. Fortman winds, pitches, outside pitch is looped into right center, and it is a base hit. Caleb Meyer drifts over to cut it off and hustles it back into the infield. Nice piece of hitting by Sherman, Chuck. He hit that ball where it was thrown. It was on the outside part of the plate, and he dumped it to right center.
That's why he's hitting 447. He put his bat on the ball at the right spot. You don't have to necessarily have a home run cut every time to be effective at the plate.
Here is Grant Saunders to the plate. Grant helped his own cause with good production yesterday in the first inning and a nice hit to score a run. First pitch is in the dirt by Fortman.
This is where Rushi's at his best, two outs.
Well, they were yesterday. I think every single run of the nine by the Raiders was sent home as a result of timely hitting with two down. Throw to first by Fortman. Sherman steps back. Count is 1-0 on Saunders. Hoying sets up on the outside half. Here's the pitch by Fortman at the knees. A strike. 1-1. Had a balk called yesterday on Dolce, the left-hander of Lancaster Fisher Catholic. I think the key for that first base umpire, Chuck, is what, that right leg of the left-hand pitcher?
It, to me, I umpired a few years in infield fly rule and box. I'm like, I'm not very good at this.
Pitch in the dirt to Saunders. Takes the count to what, 1-1?
2-1.
My mistake, three pitches have been thrown to Grant. Here's a changeup by Fortman, wrapped on the ground, right back to the pitcher. Mack spears it with his glove hand, lobs it on to Derek Meyer at first. And an easy first inning for both pitchers, one hit, that by Sherman of Rushi. We go to the second, no score in this Division IV Regional Championship, Fort Loramie and Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins attired in the red and black jerseys, black sleeves, red for the most part on the backside, black on the front, black numerals outlined in white, white pants, black headgear. And Mac Fortman, the counterpart of Xavier Flippo. One pitcher faces another to begin the second inning. Swing and a miss by Fortman, no balls and a strike. Change up low and away, and it's 1-1. I love the Rushi uniforms, Chuck. I'll tell you why in just a second.
Because you like yellow.
Oh, yes, I do like yellow. 1-1 pitch to Fortman. Roundhouse swing and a whiff. 1-2. Flippo off to a very good start. I love my hot dogs at games, Chuck. Here's a high fly ball off the bat of Fortman. It's in short left field. Roaming out to get it is Shappy. Out. Nice play. That was a skyscraper of a pop-up off the bat of Fortman. One down, four in a row, retired by Flippo here at the start of the game.
Well, he's got his good stuff going here. One time through the lineup, then you kind of think that maybe Fort Loramie will start timing it up a little better.
And here is the first pitch to Evan Eilerman. It misses the strike zone for a ball. Eilerman, like Fortman, bats from the left side. Evan with a big hit in that five-run third yesterday. Here's a hard line drive caught by Saunders at third. That ball was tagged, ticketed for left field, but Saunders stuck the glove up, made the play head high. The ball was pounded hard by Eilerman out on a liner to third.
And nice play by Saunders. Boy, I love watching third basemen and how quick they are with their glove. They don't have to be fast.
Here's a ground ball hit by the next hitter to short. Here's a snap throw to first after a bobble. Not in time. Safe.
I think they're going to have to call that E6.
Yep.
E6.
No question. E6.
He doesn't bobble it. He's got him. And what happened to him was the ball, before it got to him, hit the edge of the grass, and it skid on him instead of popping up where he thought it was going to be.
Right. That was Caleb Meyer, who is aboard. One base runner for each team so far. Now Grant Albers, 314 on the year, swings from the left side. Albers also had a hit in that five-run third yesterday for Fort Loramie. Let me tell you where I was headed with this. I like the Rushi Raiders jerseys. I'd love to play in that kind of color. I could go to the hot dog stand, Chuck, pile up the hot dog with mustard, spill it all over my jersey, never have to dry clean it.
There you go. Let's keep it off the numbers.
Here's the pitch to Albers, wide outside for a ball. Two out for Fort Loramie, top of the second inning. A runner at first. No score. Regional championship. Division IV baseball here at Princeton. Snap throw to first by Flippo. And Meyer steps back in. Don't be surprised if the run game might be employed here by Fort Loramie. High stretch by Flippo. Appears at first. There goes Meyer. The pitch is wide. Throw down to second is wide. And not in time. Meyer in scoring position. How about that, Chuck? I stole the sign. I called it.
Yeah, I tell you, and I'm going to find him on here. Chappie made a nice job at shortstop to keep that from going into center field.
He did.
Giving him another base.
Uh-huh. So that is the seventh stolen base in 9 innings of regional baseball for Fort Loramie. When Jeff Sanders several days ago told me during an interview, we like to run, that was an understatement.
Yeah. Well, they stole that one on the pitcher.
Yep. Pitch to the left-hand batter for Fort Loramie. Albers up and away.
3-0.
3 balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Grant. First base open. Flippo may be inclined to not give Grant something real good to hit. Look back at second. The pitch to Albers. Yes, on the outside corner. 3-1. Caleb Meyer with good wheels out at second. Outfield for Albers. Fairly deep, especially in center and left. Grant will hit the ball the opposite way. 3-1 pitch. Off speed. Hit to left, as I predicted. Left fielder coming on. Misplays it on a bounce. And a run scurries home. 1-0 Fort Loramie.
Well, again, just got his bat on the ball, and that's going to be an RBI because that is not an error. He was going to score from left field no matter if he fielded that cleanly or not.
Yep, Braden Monin got caught in between, staggered in for the looping liner off the bat of Albers. Monin was pretty deep to start with, had no chance to catch it. Albers on the 3-1 pitch, singles to left, and Caleb Meyer scores easily from second as a result of having stolen.
Absolutely.
Yep. Runner at first, 2 out for Fort Loramie, which leads 1-0. Here is Trevor Middendorf stepping in. Middendorf 255 on the year. My mistake, I should say Devin Ratterman stepping in. A 271 hitter from the right side. No balls and a strike to start on him. Albers with a nice lead at first. Not the threat to run like Meyer. But you never know. This Fort Loramie team likes to take bases whenever it can. There's a good secondary lead by Albers. He starts and stops. Ratterman pulls it foul on the ground. Am I correct? 0-2 the count?
1-1.
1-1. Umpire holding up 2 fingers.
It's 0-2.
It is 0-2. Yep. Occasionally, I do get the count right, and I'm able to see the scoreboard. There's a high fastball by Flippo. Swing and a miss. Climbing the ladder was Ratterman. He couldn't connect. He's out. But Fort Loramie scrapes across a run, an error, a single to left after a stolen base, and it's 1-0 Redskins. We head to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Rushi's first hitter to start the second, drills one hard to left field. It is over the head of Middendorf. It hits on the warning track. It's a two-bagger. Aiden Chappie really tied into one, and he smacked it off the left field fence on one bounce. Well beyond Middendorf. Boy, he put some power into his bat on that swing as Fortman went off speed with the first throw at the bottom of the second, and Rushi teed off on him.
I'll tell you what, Chappie got all of that one.
Aiden Chappie with a long clout to left. That would have been well out of a number of parks in the upper Miami Valley. To straightaway left, it's a good 350 to 360 here at Princeton. It hit on the warning track, short hop the fence, and now the Raiders have a runner at second in scoring position. And on the second pitch of the inning, Hayden Quinter rifles a hard ground ball between first and the bag. It's in for a double down the line. The throw by Fort Loramie back into the middle of the diamond gets away, rolls beyond third. Redskins trace it down. Quinter, who had slid in at second, pops up, stays right there. Two pitches, two hits, and we're tied.
Well, Loramie got caught in some kind of a defensive play. They ran their shortstop behind the runner at second. He was racing to third as the third baseman was coming in looking for the bunt. The first baseman was coming in looking for the bunt, and they shot it right past him.
Shades of yesterday, Chuck. Here's a hard ground ball, third pitch of the inning. It's to Eilerman at short. Now he's got the base runner hung up between second and third. Here's the run back towards second. The throw out, covering the second base bag. Sanders puts the tag on Quinter.
It's just a base running error. The ball hit to the left side. You're on second base. There's no outs in the inning. There's no reason for you to be thinking about getting to third.
Exactly. Rule number one, Chuck, make sure the ground ball gets past the pitcher. Rule number two, preferably make sure the right side of the diamond fields the ball. But that one was hit right to short, and Quinter was hung out to dry in no man's land. On at first base is Poling, who clubbed the ball to short. A run in, one out, one on for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Last play goes down as a fielder's choice. It went shortstop to the third baseman, then to Sanders at the second base bag. Here is Ross Fissinger, sophomore DH. Second pitch to him, fouled to the right. Well, Fort Loramie jumped on top with a run in the second, and Rushi, Chuck, in a matter of three pitches, retaliates and evens the count. Here's a ground ball to short. In the hole goes Eilerman.
Wow.
Nice play, sliding to his right. Here's a quick toss to first from down around his knees, or I should say a quick toss to second from down around his knees, out on the force play.
That was an easier play. It was a good play, but the throw to second was easier than trying to pick him at first. So didn't get a good jump on the ball at first base. Good out for Loramie to keep the runners out of scoring position.
Right. Nicely done by Eilerman of Fort Loramie. In fact, two very good plays in a row by him. Here is Braden Monin with a runner at first and two down in the bottom of the second for Rushi. And the score knotted at one. Strike called on the outside corner. Fortman throws to Darren Hoying again, wide of the plate this time. It's one and one. Infield up at third for the Redskins. Here is the pitch, grounded toward third, fair inside the bag down the line. It may go as a long single. The Rushi base runner on first wheels around second and stops right there. And Mac Fortman's being spanked around pretty hard here in the second inning.
That was a shot. And then Middendorf did an outstanding job to keep that runner at second base.
Sure did. And here comes Sanders to the mound, head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Game tied at one. Rushi was retired in the first, got one hit, sent four batters to the plate, and the Raiders have hit some rocket shots here in the bottom of inning number two. Again, thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gauffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Gauffney, we've got you covered. And LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. I'm not sure. Did Derek Meyer come in from first base to pitch, Chuck?
I'm trying to pick. I can't see a number yet, but I'll get it.
Is it double zero? If it is, it's Derek.
There's a zero. I can't tell if it's 10 or double zero.
Or was it somebody from the dugout? Now, Sam Barhorst will throw. He'll come in from...
I'm pretty sure it's double zero. I think it's double zero.
Yeah, Mac Fortman and Derek Meyer, I think, swapped. Mac Fortman went to first. Derek Meyer went from first to the mound. Derek's got a very natural moving left-handed pitch. Doesn't throw hard, but doesn't throw anything straight. He's had a good season on the mound for these Fort Laramie Redskins. Record of 4-1 for Derek, ERA of 1.6. He has struck out 38, allowed 24 hits and 10 runs. So he's got to put out the fire. As Mac Fortman was tagged pretty hard here in the second. Two runners aboard, two out for Rushi. And Derek Meyer goes to work on the mound here to Xavier Flippo, swinging at a foul straight back. My mistake. Top of the order, Zane Chappie fouls it. No balls and a strike on Zane. Runners at first and second. And two away for the Raiders. The pitch to Chappie for Meyer. Big bender. Oh, a backdoor curveball. Yes, outside corner, 0-2. Been a very active inning for the Raiders. Only one run produced so far. That pitch by Meyer is way over in the left-hand batter's box. Seems like Rushi should have more than just the single run so far in this frame.
Well, if the runner on second hadn't tried to go to third, they do have a second run.
Exactly. Here's an outside pitch lifted to right. Should be a pretty easy play for Caleb Meyer. He retreats one step and snags it. Second inning over for the Raiders, but like Fort Laramie, Rushi produces a marker in the second. We're tied at one after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We would like to thank here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big deals, big sales always at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Darren Yinks at Jackson Center Pro Hardware.
Well, Fort Loramie wants to respond and answer that game-tying run from Rushi in the bottom of the second. We go to the third. And the Redskins send up at the bottom of the order Trevor Middendorf to start. And the first pitch to him is bunted very nicely down the third base line. Grant Saunders charges, decides not to field. He's got no play. He lets it roll. It rolls. It's fair. Inside the bag.
It was a beautiful bunt and a good choice by Saunders because he was not going to get him at first.
Nope.
So you might as well see if it's going to go. And it did hit. It hit the base going across.
Yep. Middendorf with good wheels. Boy, he can pick him up and lay him down. In fact, Chuck, as you noted in the last half inning for Rushi, outstanding play by Middendorf down the left field line to prevent that
tip it a run.
Yes, to prevent that ball from being a double and scoring a run. He limited the batter to a single on that play. Otherwise, Rushi might be up 2-1. Here is the pitch by Flippo with Middendorf on first. And Derek Meyer looks at it upstairs, ball one. Left fielder near the left field line, right fielder near the right field line. Straight away in center for Rushi is Zane Chappie. Aiden Chappie at short, cheating toward the second base bag. Let's see if a steal is in order. The pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. Plate umpire, rather generous on the corners. I like that.
Keeps if you're going to be consistent out there, then you better be looking for it as a batter.
Yep. Keeps the game moving right along. You've got to lift the bat off your shoulder. Here is the pitch to Derek Meyer. A very high chopper to short. It's fielded by Chappie. No play at second. Then he guns it to first belatedly. Safe at first base.
Yeah, indecision. Chappie had it. He thought it was about second, saw he wasn't going to get second, but took two more steps before he threw the first, and he just beat him out, beat through.
Wow, speed to burn by Fort Loramie being fashioned to start the third inning.
Yeah, a bunt and a chopper to the shortstop in there at first and second.
That ground ball, Chuck, was not far from the second base bag, but it just took a couple of high hops, and Chappie had to wait on it like it was a short pop-up, more or less. And good speed at first. Middendorf zoomed into second, and when Chappie did finally glove it, he noticed Middendorf was almost all the way to the second base bag. By then, Derek Meyer was almost all the way to the first base bag.
Well, and that was a mental error, but you got to give him an error because if he fields it cleanly, all he had to do is throw the ball to first base and you got it out. So
right.
That's the second error now by Rushi.
It's certainly an error of omission.
Well, it was a mental
no doubt.
Error. And I don't, you know, it's a toss up to me how I would have called that, but officially, it's an error.
First and second, nobody out for Fort Loramie. Top of the third, Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 1. Jake Sanders to the plate. The bunt is in order. Saunders charging at third. Poling sneaks up at first for Rushi. Into the stretch, Flippo stepping out of Sanders. Big sequence of hitters coming up in this game right now.
Well, Sanders is hitting .450 on the year, but I still think the bunt's in order.
I do, too. He'll go to all fields. Open stance, near home plate, bat cocked, Flippo into the stretch, looks at his runners, and Sanders does bunt. It's back to Flippo, off the mound toward third. Here's a late throw to first, as getting there, Tardy was the second baseman covering, not in time. They're loaded. You talk about playing small ball. The Redskins are doing it here in the third inning.
They are, and Rushi not handling it well. Wondered which team would maybe have the jitters first, and it looks like we got our answer.
Bases loaded for the Fort Loramie Redskins here in the top of the third inning. And the batter is Darren Hoying. Sacks are clogged. Infield up at the corners. Double play depth in the middle. Outfield straight away for Hoying. The catcher, senior, hits from the right side. Opening pitch, Flippo, is a nice one on the outside half above the belt. A strike.
Boy, bunting is a lost art, and Lormey's had two outstanding bunts in this inning.
Yep. I'm so displeased all the time with major leaguers who can't move runners. Strike two. Wow, what a pitch by Filippo. That was his best curve of the day. It swept across the outside corner. Hoeing has looked at two of them. Nothing in two count on him. Bases loaded for Fort Loramie. Top of the third, nobody out. 1-1 score. Filippo throws, and Hoeing skies it right side, foul territory. Oh, what a play by the Raiders catcher. Quinter. Marvelous. Beautifully done on the warning track right in front of the Raiders dugout as he rambled a good 70, 80 feet from home plate, went to his knees, sliding on the warning track, hauled in the foul pop off the bat of Darren Hoeing. That's the defensive play of the game right there.
Yeah, and it might end up being for the whole game. That's a tough play for a catcher.
Yep.
I thought the first baseman had a better shot at it, and he just was kind of loafing in.
Here's Mac Fortman. They're still loaded. One out. Filippo tries to continue to pitch out of a huge jam. Fortman wants to bunt. I don't know if that was the suicide or safety squeeze. Runner from third eventually coming.
Safety. He waited until the contact before he started.
Ball was fouled off to the left. Saunders behind the bag at third now comes forward a couple of steps. Fortman not normally inclined to bunt, but Fort Loramie seeking to get a run any way possible. Nothing in one on Fortman. Bases loaded. One out for Fort Loramie, top of the third. Fortman squares, pulls the bat back, and takes it on the outside corner. Strike two. That was a generous call. Nothing in two. And now Filippo's ahead. Boy, a strikeout here, and he's two-thirds of the way, Chuck, to get getting out of a jam.
And I think possibly the plate umpire might have a dinner reservation.
That one is way outside and high. Quinter saving a wild, wild pitch as he soared in the air, did a balancing act on one foot, went beyond the first base dugout, and managed to spear that ball in the corner of his mitt. A ball and two strikes on Fortman. Filippo stretching. Throws to Fortman. Big curveball. Outside corner. Yes. Strike three looking.
That call has been called for two innings now. You better put your bat on. You better stick a bat out there and foul it off.
Boy, that was a terrific backdoor curveball. Fortman hit from the left side. Filippo, the right-hand pitcher, sent that ball toward the right-hand batter's box, and that big bender caught the outside black. So now the bases are still loaded, and the Rushi Raiders are two-thirds of the way home to getting out of this jam. Here is Evan Eilerman from the left side. Infield now at normal depth. Pitch to Eilerman. Swung on and sprayed foul down the left field line. It's out of play beyond the fence. What a momentum swing this would be for Rushi if the Raiders shut Fort Loramie down with a goose egg in this inning, Chuck.
Oh, absolutely. And just the opposite. You know, Fort Loramie, their heads are going to be down a little bit after this one.
Yep. Be a letdown for sure. Here's the one strike pitch to Eilerman from the left side. Filippo fires. Outside corner, breaking ball. Umpire gives it to him, and it's strike two. Masterful job of Filippo, painting the corners. 1-1 tie, top of the third. Loramie's had the bases loaded. Had him jammed with none out. Now there are two away. A foul pop, a strikeout. And now Eilerman under some pressure down in the count. No balls, two strikes.
Loramie coaches wanted a balk that time because he almost fell off the mound, but I don't think his hands broke.
Here is the stretch by the pitcher Filippo. Two strike throw to Eilerman. Nice piece of hitting. He spoiled that. It looked like it might have been outside. He took no chance. He plunked it.
You better be swinging at that pitch.
Yep. He plunked it foul beyond the dugout alongside third. Two strikes on Eilerman. Bases full for Fort Loramie. They're juiced. Two down
in the third, game tied at one. Flippo winds, fires, curveball hit off the handle to third. Routine play for Saunders. It's in the air. He's got it for the out. The Rushi Raiders dodge a huge bullet in the third inning. Fort Loramie loads them with none away. Redskins do not score. Bottom of the third upcoming. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing, because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, we return to action here in the bottom of the third. Herky jerky Derek Meyer on the mound opens up with a ball outside to Xavier Flippo, his counterpart, the pitcher for Rushi, who did one heck of a job pitching out of danger in the top of the Redskins' third frame.
Yeah, he did a nice job. And in the hole right now, if Rushi can get a run in this inning, my goodness.
Here's Flippo, hard ground ball, takes a big last hop up at the ear of Eilerman at short for Fort Loramie. Nice play, guns it to first to Fortman for the out. Tell you what, Fort Loramie has looked sharp defensively in this contest.
That was a heck of a play. That ball took a hop off the edge of the grass, and he did a nice job getting that glove up there by his ear.
Yeah, nasty bounce. So Flippo retired 6-3. Here is Drew Sherman. Boy, he is capable of hitting a long ball somewhere. Where's number four in his back? And the count on him is 1-1, a ball, a strike. Boy, these pitchers work so quickly. Derek Meyer fires, and Sherman tees off on one, and he pummels it to deep right center field. It is up the gap, all the way to the warning track. Redskins track it down, and Sherman, who's got really good strength at the plate, powers one into the alley, and he's at second with a two-bagger.
He only slid because he wanted to get his pants dirty.
Oh, big double for Sherman. Here's Grant Saunders stepping in.
Now you think about moving him up, or do you like him at second base?
Well, do you give away an out to move him up 90 feet? The pitch to Saunders, breaking ball, Derek Meyer, strike.
There's about three more ways to score if you're on third base than there are from second.
Oh, yeah, pass ball, wild pitch, a boot. Here's a change, swing and a foul to the screen. So Derek Meyer's ahead of Saunders. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the third, tied at one. Fort Loramie missed golden opportunities in the top of inning number three. Rushi trying to take the lead. Sherman at second, one out. Bottom of the third. And Saunders at the plate behind in the count. Hoying sets up on the outside corner for Derek Meyer. The pitch misses. Let me catch up on the count here, Chuck.
It's one and two.
I was right on. Playing in deep left is Middendorf for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Saunders. Breaking ball is around the outside corner. It missed just by an inch or two. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Saunders. Sherman, big lead at second. Sanders tries to hold him. Meyer throws in the dirt. Low and in. 3-2. It goes full. First base open, but Meyer had gotten ahead of Saunders. A couple of quick strikes. Fort Loramie needs an out. Full count. Let's see if Meyer tries to pick a corner. Doesn't give him something real good to hit. He steps off the rubber, bluffs the throw back to second. Sherman at second for Rushi. Bottom of the third. Game tied at one. Each team scored in the second. Regional championship on the line. The pitch by Meyer to Saunders is in the dirt over the plate below. And two are aboard. Again, the winner of this game advances on to the state semifinal next Friday at 1 in Akron at Canal Park against the winner of a Northeast Regional Championship being played this afternoon. Warren John F. Kennedy against Tiffin Calvert.
Maybe LeBron will be there. He has nothing else to do now.
Could be. Could be. Here's Derek Meyer winding, pitching with two aboard. Swing and a high foul, landing on top of the press box roof. No balls and a strike on Aiden Shappy. Two on, one out for Rushi. Bottom of inning number three. Here's a big bender by Derek Meyer, and it caught the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball. And that has been generously called by the plate umpire the entire game. Swing and a miss. He threw it again. Strike three. Big out recorded by the pitcher, Derek Meyer of Fort Loramie. Aiden Shappy goes down swinging, waving at one. Here's Hayden Quinter, the catcher today for Rushi. Still two on. Quinter, 323 on the year. A lot of pop in his bat. The pitch by Derek Meyer. Quinter swings. Ground ball to Eilerman at short. The ball skids past the runner. Eilerman, good concentration. Fields cleanly. Force out at second. Both pitchers throw out of danger in the third. We go to the fourth. Still tied. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 1. On scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyn and Hoyn property off Retker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna. Online at HoynandHoynBuilders.com.
Oh, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for just $12.50. served after 4. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, Fort Loramie comes calling top of the fourth as we approach the halfway mark of this D4 regional championship. There's a bending curveball sweeping in and over the outside edge to Caleb Meyer. He looked away in disdain, thought it was the ball outside, played up, said, uh-uh. This one's in the dirt in the left-hand batter's box. Chuck, that's a ball.
It is a ball.
1-1 count. Tied up at one. Top of inning four. Oflippo throws a beauty right down the middle. Meyer looked it over, did not pull the trigger.
Well, you're seeing so much of that bender that I don't think you got your weight right to be looking for a fastball.
There's a slow curveball, swung on by Meyer, pounded hard to short. Chappie leaps to his right, spears it, goes to a knee, drops it, can't make a play. Infield hit Caleb Meyer, yep, who is safe on an error in his initial at-bat. And Fort Loramie's got something started here in the fourth.
Well, he didn't hit it hard, but he hit it in the right spot. Now we got to think about the bunt again.
Yep. Now, Caleb Meyer did record a steal earlier in this game.
Yeah, he's got quickness.
Stepping in, Grant Albers from the left side. Grant Saunders up at third for Rushi. He's in the cut of the grass. Pitch high. Ball one to Albers. Boy, these two teams have had chances here in the last 15, 20 minutes, last inning plus, to steal the momentum and take it away from the other club. Let's see who does it first. Fort Loramie loaded the bases with nobody out, didn't score. Rushi had two on, one out, didn't score. First runner on for Fort Loramie in the top of inning number four. And is Flippo ever mindful of Caleb Meyer at first? He's pitched it over there a couple times. He's being held on by Poling. Into the stretch, Flippo. 1-0 pitch to Albers. Outside again, 2-0.
See, that's one of the problems with paying too much attention to a runner on first.
Yeah.
You lose concentration on the batter.
Indeed. Wind blowing out to right center. We see Interstate 75 a distance away. Swing to Albers, high foul to the left, and he grabs his bat, walks away from the hitter's box, saying to himself, ooh, I thought
like that one.
Yeah.
Play like that one.
That was my pitch. That was my pitch. Two balls and a strike on Albers. It's a 390 to center here at Princeton, 365, 370 in the alleys. Very outside pitch, Meyer with a late jump. The throw down to second, very, very wide. And Chappie, who was racing hard toward the bag to receive the throw, had to double back toward a shortstop position to snare it. And now Caleb Meyer, with his second steal of the afternoon, Chuck, is parked out at second base with nobody out, and it's 3-1 on Albers.
Well, that stolen base in the second inning is what got him their run, and now here he is stealing another one.
Yes. Albers waves the bat back and forth. Pitch high and away. Ball four. Albers is on. Boy, the teams are starting to threaten and get runners on base after a very quick first inning to this game. Two on for Fort Loramie, top of the fourth, nobody out. Here is Devin Ratterman, and you've got to believe the bunt is in play here. Got to be in order. Meyer, good wheels out at second. Albers, good speed at first. Ratterman does square. Takes the pitch way up top for a ball. Top of the fourth inning, 1-1 tie. Fort Loramie-Rushi, a dream game for Upper Miami Valley fans, especially those in Shelby County. Two league rivals, Redskins and Raiders, go at it for a berth in Akron next Friday. Here's the pitch to Ratterman. Bunts. Nicely done. Deadens it 15 feet from home plate. Coming in is Saunders. Shoots a throw to first.
Wow.
Out at first base. Ratterman, good bunt. Nipped by a step at the first base bag. Job done, though. Mission accomplished. Runners at second and third for Trevor Middendorf. One out. Fort Loramie didn't score, Chuck. Previous inning, bases full, nobody out. Now second and third, one out. Outfield deep in center. Of course, a sack fly will produce a run. Infield up, trying to stop the runner from third at the plate. And in high school baseball, seventh inning game, Chuck, top of the fourth is pretty late.
You're getting there.
Yeah. So Rushi is going to try and choke off that runner from third, at least hold him right there, and maybe get an out at first, but it's going to take a batted ball right at an infielder. Here is the pitch to Middendorf. No. Flippo steps off the mound. Situation is this. Second and third for Fort Loramie. One out. Top of the fourth. Game tied at one. Center fielder for Rushi, Zane Chappie, shading a little left for the Redskins hitter Middendorf. Oh, he bunts, and it's a safety squeeze toward the second baseman, and it's executed well. Fielded by Sherman on the first out. Run home. Fort Loramie up 2-1. Runner on third,
nice.
Made sure that the ball got down on the ground.
Yep.
He got a good secondary jump off the bag. And then Caleb Meyer skipped plateward. Sherman at second had no play but at first. The ball was bunted past the pitcher. Now Fort Loramie's got a third run stashed out at third base. Opening pitch is a strike.
They call it a ball.
A little outside to Derek Meyer, who swings from the left side. Big at bat here. A bit up, and it's 2-0. Runner at third now for Fort Loramie with two gone. Redskins lead it 2-1.
Two stolen bases of second base, and that young man has scored both runs for Loramie.
Yep. Caleb Meyer's legs have helped produce a couple runs for Fort Loramie. Runner at third. In the stretch, Flippo. Pitch high again, 3-0. And at this point, Chuck, I would elect to just go ahead and put him on. Sets up the force, middle of the infield. So, Middendorf producing with a standout bunt, a safety squeeze. That produces the game-leading run for Fort Loramie. 2-1 edge, Redskins. Three-ball count on Derek Meyer. Runner at third, two away. And that pitch misses way outside for ball four. And like I thought, the free pass extended to Meyer. First and third, two away. Here's Jake Sanders. Big at bat with a runner in scoring position, Chuck. Two outs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would. Insurance at this point in the game is a luxury.
Aiden Chappie, mid-depth at short. Now he retreats a couple steps. Pitch, Sanders.
Pitch.
Thought about bunting, pulled the bat back, looking at a strike. First and third, two out for Fort Loramie. We are in the top of the fourth. Redskins 2, Raiders 1. Let's see if the runner on first elects to steal. Lead for Derek Meyer. There he goes. Big breaking curveball. Sanders looks at it. It is in and over. He doesn't like it. Looked good from here,
Chuck. Looked good to me.
And it's 0-2 on Sanders. And now the Redskins have runners at second and third. No throw to second. Easy steal for Meyer. Pitch to Sanders. Swung on. Looped in the air to right center. Raiders off and running. And it's a splendid diving catch. No, it's on the ground.
Yep.
Oh, I thought the right fielder for Rushi, Patrick Bowman, had it for a moment. He got his glove on it. It's a big two-out hit to right center by Sanders. And when it rolled away from Bowman and the center fielder Zane Chappie, Sanders was able to stretch it into a two-base knock.
And two RBIs on the play. Makes it 4-1 now.
4-1 lead, Redskins.
Oh, I'm not sure I agree with an error on that play.
Producing with two out. That was scored an error?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No possible way. Uh-uh. Nope. I'm going to make a note.
That would have been a heck of a catch.
Yeah, I'm going to make a note. I'm writing for the Sydney Daily News. And, boy, I'm going to give Patrick Bowman the benefit of the doubt on that play. Here's a bunt up the third baseline before Lormie. And hustling off the mound, the pitcher Flippo. What a play. What a throw. Out to first base. Magnificent play by Flippo. Ball was bunted by Darren Hoying up the third baseline, and Fort Loramie executing small ball here in the fourth takes a 4-1 lead over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, does it sound familiar? Fort Loramie won regular season games over Rushi by scores of 3-1, 4-0. They lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yep, and boy, I'll tell you what, without Rushi having that great comeback, bases loaded, nobody out, this game could actually be over.
Yeah, Fort Loramie was blanked in the third inning, as you just noted. Bases full, nobody away, didn't get a run. Then Fort Loramie comes back with three after two were retired in the fourth to lead it 4-1. That ball hit to right center by Sanders has been ruled a double. Here is Derek Meyer throwing a pitch around the outside corner for a ball. Third pitch to...
It's 1-2.
Third pitch to the new hitter for Rushi to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Swing, ground ball up the middle, deflected by the pitcher. Charging hard is Evan Eilerman. Oh, a great play. Throw to first, got him.
That's a tough play for a shortstop.
Evan Eilerman has been special at short.
Yeah, when that ball goes off the pitcher's glove, he had to change direction, go farther away from first, and still fielded with his bare hand, which he needed to do.
Yep, that was...
And made the throw to first.
Uh-huh. Poling retired 6-3 after the touch off the mitt of the pitcher Meyer of Fort Loramie. Here's Ross Fissinger with one down for the Raiders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Herky-jerky move by Meyer, fouled up and over the screen. Ball and a strike in Fissinger. Tell you what now, that move by head coach Jeff Sanders to lift Mac Fortman, given the way Derek Meyer is pitching right now, Chuck, looks like the right choice.
Well, yeah, he was struggling a little bit. They were the second time around the lineup, they were starting to hit him. So now you got to have that in your mind. You need to think about three or four pitchers today.
Yep.
If you need them.
Big bender to Fissinger way outside, didn't catch the corner. And my error, I've lost track of the count. I think it's about four.
It's 3-1.
3-1 on Fissinger. It is a 4-1 lead for Fort Loramie. Three-run uprising for the Redskins in the fourth. Fastball inside corner at the belt, a strike. It's full 3-2. Got some puffy white clouds overhead now, dotting the blue sky. No wind. American flag is left down the left field line. Swing and a miss. Fissinger goes down. Derek Meyer, a little deceptive, herky-jerky, little left-hander. His left-hand pitch has got a lot of movement on it. He throws from a three-quarter angle out there.
He battled back from 3-0 to get the strikeout.
Oh, there's the strikeout pitch. In and over, strike one on the third hitter for the Raiders here in this inning. It is Braden Monin. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Meyer on a roll. He's been the X factor out of the bullpen all year for Fort Loramie. He throws this one in the left-hand batter's box. A ball and two strikes on Monin. Derek Meyer twists and turns. Jammed him inside. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. A quick fourth for Rushi. Fort Loramie 4, Rushi 1 after 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, you know, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing 24-7. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. We start the fifth for Fort Loramie. Mac Fortman steps in left side, and he curls a foul out of play down the left field line for a strike. On the mound for Rushi still is Xavier Flippo. Got out of a huge jam in the third, not so lucky in the fourth, as Fort Loramie scored three. Flippo to Fortman, swings, and hits a bolt down the left field line. Off and running, left fielder Ferrucci in the corner, out of her view, Braden Monin got it for the out. Good play by Monin. He took a double away from Fortman. Ball hit pretty well.
Well, that gets on the ground and goes to the fence. He's probably standing on third. Well, he's not a speedster. You're probably right, double.
That ball was ticketed for the left field corner, but it was choked off by Monin, who hustled hard toward the foul line and made a very good backhand running catch, and Fortman is out.
This is the first time I've seen any cicadas. I haven't seen any up in Pickwell, but I've seen three or four down here.
Cicadas or?
Cicadas, yeah.
Or sequoias.
There's no sequoias either place.
Swing, line drive, Evan Eilerman, base hit over the leaping shortstop, Chappie of Rushi. Eilerman clouts a single. That ball was ripped. And you've got to ask yourself the question, will Eilerman be off and running? 4-1, Redskins, top of the fifth inning. Eilerman, after the base hit, takes the lead at first. Here is Caleb Meyer. He's got two stolen bases in this game. and he has triggered run-scoring uprisings for the Redskins. Here's a fly ball to right off the bat of Meyer. The right fielder comes in, falls down, and it's over the head of Bowman. Runners at second and third. Shooting hard to third goes Eilerman. Caleb Meyer is parked at second.
I don't think he didn't pick up the ball. It was not well hit off the end of the bat, and he came charging in, but it was over his head, and he slipped. And that's, you know, you got to call that a hit, but that was just poorly played out there.
Wow. That ball hit, but Caleb Meyer probably would have been caught had Bowman tracked it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Initially, he would have gone back three or four steps. He came in a couple, fell to a knee, ball dropped behind him. Eilerman had to hold to see if it was going to be caught. He did make the mad dash to third. Easy double for Caleb Meyer. And Fort Loramie here with runners at second and third and one out in the fifth inning.
Hayes is happy coming in.
A chance to blow this game wide open.
They do, and I'll tell you, they're right there. He makes that what really should have been a routine out in right field, and there's two outs and a runner on first.
And I would imagine Xavier Flippo and Aiden Chappie just swapped spots. Now, Fort Loramie's up 4-1 with runners at second and third, top of the fifth, one out. Chuck, we'll keep it right here as we highlight our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. And in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Infield in for Rushi. Zane Chappie on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. I'm sorry, I said Zane. I should have said Aiden. Aiden Chappie, my mistake. He moves in from shortstop. And the first pitch is a wild one. It's on the ground, goes to the backstop, recovered on the play by the catcher. Flipped to the plate by Quinter, not nearly in time. Another run, Redskins. 5-1. Tough play. Ball was down in the dirt, and it managed to crawl through the legs of Quinter all the way to the screen, which is a good 70 feet behind home plate, and Quinter had no chance to nail the Redskin runner coming in from third. That was Evan Eilerman. Here's another low pitch downstairs. Albers is in. Albers in the left-hand box, hitting for Fort Loramie. 1-0 on him. One out. Fortman opened the frame with a fly ball to left. Very good catch by Braden Monin. And then a single and a double. The double probably should have been caught in right field by Rushi. Here's a bunt by Albers back to the mound, and it's a safety squeeze. Quick throw to the plate with the pitcher. Wild goes away.
They're sending him back, and I'm not – they must have caught a foul ball.
And let's see, the bunt at home plate by Albers may have gone off part of his body or conceivably, he butted the ball off his body while running out of the box.
If he was out of the box and the ball hit him, ooh, it's out, a dead ball. I didn't see that, but he's a lot closer than I am.
Very difficult call to make, one you rarely ever see. The ball squirted off the bat of Albers, and where did it go, Chuck? Back toward the pitcher?
Pitcher made the play.
Third base side toward the pitcher?
Yeah, a little bit.
At any rate, that's a tough luck call against Fort Loramie. No big argument from the Fort Loramie coaching staff. Runner has to retreat back at third. That's Caleb Meyer. Eilerman has scored in the inning, and there are now two out for the Redskins. Chappie going through a little bit of a stretch in his opening pitches with not good control. And Fort Loramie has sent its next hitter to the plate, Devin Ratterman. And out comes Kevin Flippo from the Rushi dugout to have a quick chat with his catcher, Hayden Quinter. Runner at third for the Redskins. Two down, top of the fifth. The score now, Chuck, is 5-1, correct?
5-1, 5-1. Hits are 6-5, Loramie favor, but the three errors by Rushi have not helped.
Here's a high fastball to Devin Ratterman, next hitter for Fort Loramie. Count, I think, 2-0.
2-0.
First base open, but boy, Chappie wants to get this out and stop further damage. Fine pitch as he whipped a fastball across the outside corner. Two balls and a strike on Devin Ratterman. Here's a lead at third by Fort Loramie. Swing by Devin. Very towering pop-up left side of the infield in the grass as Saunders. He calls off the pitcher and shortstop, reaches up and clutches it for the out. But damage done. Another Redskins run. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's getting late. We've got nine outs remaining for Rushi, which trails 5-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, and small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. One pitch, a fly ball out. Rushi.
Nice play by Caleb Meyer, yes, in right field. Just played it perfectly.
Yep, Caleb Meyer had to track that ball toward the foul line, did so. Made a very nice play to retire the first hitter for the Raiders here in the bottom of the fifth inning with Fort Loramie in the lead by a count of 5-1 now. And ahead of Flippo is Meyer with a good pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Derek Meyer in relief of Mac Fortman has thrown the ball very well. Swing, ground ball, 1-2-3 hops toward Eilerman at short, charges, gloves, throws to Fortman, out by a step and a half. Excellent game at shortstop by Evan Eilerman of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he's just such a good athlete.
Chuck, he might have an edge, Eilerman might, on the Clancy star of the game.
I'm hungry, so I might win.
Two down for Rushi, bunt in front of the plate, and it's a good one. and it's thrown away at first off the tip end of Fortman's glove.
I think.
And Fort Loramie's complaining that the base runner, the batter runner from home to first, was outside of his running lane in fair territory and impeded the throw from the catcher to the first baseman.
And it wasn't a bunt. It was a swing. And the full swing that he barely caught, I'm not sure that it didn't hit and stay in foul territory. They're discussing it.
Oh, maybe the batted ball hit the hitter in the box?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Interesting development here. Does Rushi have a man aboard with two out in the bottom of the fifth inning? Or does this batter runner at first return to the plate? And it is determined.
Well, if nobody saw anything differently, that's the correct call. You put him on first.
Yes. That was Drew Sherman. It was a swinging bunt by Drew. He's safe at first with two away. And here's Grant Saunders.
He didn't hit that quite as hard as he did his double the last time up.
No. Here's Derek Meyer throwing to Grant Saunders in below the knees for a ball. Saunders wears 22 in his back. Junior pitched brilliantly yesterday. Third baseman today. Sherman with the lead. Saunders takes it low and in. Below the knees, off the plate, 2-0. Rushi trying to strike with two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Derek Meyer, quick stretch, nearly balked, threw it outside, 3-0. I'm not sure he hesitated on that one, Chuck. No. Mr. Duckworth from Princeton High School up here in the press box just said to me, didn't look like he hesitated one bit. Might have gotten away with one. Here's a throw to first. Runner Sherman is back. Here's the stretch by Meyer. Pitch to Saunders. And it's down below the knees. Again, that's a four-pitch walk. Two on for Rushi. Two out. You made the comment, Chuck, during the break. Important for the Raiders to maybe fight back, scratch across a run or two.
One or two.
The fifth.
They need one or two because if they don't, they're down to two at-bats.
Right. Tough comeback behind before with the sixth and seventh innings left. Here's Aiden Chappie's swing. He hits a bullet to third. Caught for the third baseman of Fort Loramie. Well done. The third sacker, Clint Hilgefort, stood his ground. That shot nearly flattened him, almost pushed him backwards. Reaching up with the glove hand was Hilgefort. He caught it. If he doesn't, that's a two-run double down the left field line. And Rushi's back in business at 5-3. But it's a loud out. Rushi retired in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Still, Fort Loramie 5, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local.
LaCalle and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCalle proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, that was Aiden Shappy who clubbed that line drive to third to end the fifth. And again, sometimes, Chuck, you don't have one bit of luck. That ball by Shappy was pummeled right off the barrel. He unloaded one to third. It was caught.
Yeah, just one step.
Yes.
That's all he had to do to get it. So
if it's 4 or 5 feet to the left or right of Ilgeford, it's a two-run double. And this game gets interesting at 5-3. Ross Fissinger on to pitch for Rushi here in the sixth inning. So many thanks to Riemann Drywall, another one of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Riemann on board with us. It's basketball. Fissinger hits the batter for Fort Loramie. Hit batsman trotting on down to first. As I get caught up here with my Redskins batting order. Stepping in is Derek Meyer. That was the bottom of the lineup who just hit.
Middendorf, yeah.
Yeah, that was Middendorf who steals on the first pitch of the plate, and the throw is way late.
Yeah, that wasn't. They were not ready for that at all.
No, not a bit. Middendorf, who was hit by the pitch to kick off the top of the sixth inning, ran right away on Rushi, which didn't pay him respect at first base. And Middendorf sits out at second. That's what, at least four steals by the Redskins in this game in four attempts, 4 of 4 or 5 of 5. And that's at least 10 out of 11 in 2 days. Here's Derek Meyer, runner at second, 5-1 lead Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. Meyer fakes the bunt and takes the Fissinger pitch high for a ball.
2-0.
2-0. Fissinger for Rushi has been very effective all year. He's thrown in a dozen games as a 5-2 record. Earned run average of right around 3 for Ross. 5-1 advantage Fort Loramie. An additional run parked out at second base in Middendorf. Here's the pitch on the way to Meyer. Meyer takes it above the letters. Ball 4. He walks. And Fort Loramie wants to play add-on here in the sixth. Jake Sanders steps in. Sanders had that big two-run scoring double back in the fourth inning to right center. Two on, first and second, Fort Loramie. Top of the sixth inning. Redskins up by 4 runs, 5-1. Again, Riemann Drywall in Anna. Thank you very much. You need drywall work done right. Have it done right the Riemann way. Pitch outside to Sanders for a ball. Well, Fort Loramie has managed to make Rushi go deep into its bullpen. 3 hurlers here today. Sanders offers on the bunt, and it's a strike. 1-1. First and second for Fort Loramie. Nobody down. Top of inning 6. Sanders bunts. Sacrifice to the mound. Fissinger off. Spears. Throws to first. Out at first base by an eyelash. Sanders nipped by a quarter of a step. Good stretch by Sherman, the second baseman covering. If he doesn't stretch and use every bit of his frame to snatch that baseball, they're loaded. Runner safe at first, but out recorded. Bunt is good. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie. One down, sixth inning. And stepping into hit is Darren Hoying, the senior catcher for Fort Loramie. And you talk about taking an eternity to get the signs from his third base coach. Must be going through the dictionary. Here's the pitch, another bunt. Safety squeeze, fouled off to the right. 5-1 lead, Fort Loramie, top of inning six. Darren Hoying at the plate for the Redskins. And after staring down at head coach Jeff Sanders again, Coach Sanders walks toward home plate and got a pinch runner here for Fort Loramie out at second. We'll try to catch the name and number for you. There's a big sequence in this game right here. Chuck Rushi has got to stop the bleeding now.
Yeah, I think, I mean, 5-1 is probably close to insurmountables. 6-7-1, it definitely is.
Second and third, one down for the Redskins. That's Barhorst out there running, I do think. Sam Barhorst on the field. Second and third, Redskins. Squaring, now ready to hit is Hoying, and it's high. So the count on Hoying, 1-1, Chuck.
The count's 1-1.
He does bunt. Third baseline, a beauty. Saunders racing in. He fields in fair ground. It might have rolled foul. It was on the line. There is no play anywhere, and a run scores.
Beautiful. What a beautiful punt.
That was like the ball was on a string.
Yeah, boy, it's just hugging the line.
Yep. Parallel to the stripe, an inch fair all the way, and it looked like it was just about set to turn and go across the line foul when Saunders grabbed it, and he had no opportunity to get a soul. Mac Fortman butting back to the mound, and it's Fissinger, throw to the plate, easy out on the safety squeeze.
Bunted it straight back to the pitcher. You're not going to score on that.
Nope. Well, have we seen small ball in a big way?
Yeah. Yeah, 6-1, six runs. I mean, they've hit the ball okay, but they have six runs on, it looks like six hits.
Yeah, Fort Loramie has done a splendid job moving them along, moving the base runners forward. And we talked in the pregame. In fact, that was our Francis Schulze pregame highlight. The team that gets the base runners and advances them with success into scoring position will have a good shot to win this game, because these two clubs are so good at doing just that. So now Fort Loramie's got runners at first and second, and we are at one out still or two down, Chuck? I've lost track.
Two outs.
It's been a complex inning. Here is the pitch by Fissinger to the plate. Swung on by Evan Eilerman. A chopper to Sherman at second. 1-2. Big bounces. And he fires on to first for the out. But Fort Loramie tallies another run. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins, medications packaged by day and time for you, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday, Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Good beginning to the sixth inning for Rushi. Hayden Quinter spanks a base hit cleanly into left field.
Yeah, first pitch hitting that time, and it was a hard ball right up the middle.
Nice knock for Quinter. Rushi down 5. Jared Poling at the plate. Change up thrown up there by Derek Meyer. Poling offers and does not get a piece of it. A strike on him. Again, Raymond Drywall in Anna came aboard with us during the basketball season. We thank you so much, Raymond Drywall. If you need that kind of work done, get it done right the Raymond way. Raymond Drywall in Anna. One on, none out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Here's a huge curve ball. It's backdoored on the outside corner. Nice pitch by Derek Meyer. Two strikes on the hitter. Fouled over the dugout to the right. 0-2 on Poling. Quinter at first. Poling hit into a fielder's choice earlier in the game and grounded out to short. Jake Sanders at second. Evan Eilerman at shortstop for Fort Loramie.
I'm trying to figure out why he got put on second base.
And we've got a runner mysteriously down at second base.
On a foul ball. Not sure.
Was there a steal that we missed?
It wasn't a steal, but it could have been maybe runner interference. But still on a foul ball, Jack, you can't advance. So none of those make sense.
Poling has just struck the ball in one bounce right back to Derek Meyer, who looks the runner at second back and throws to first. We missed it somehow, some way. Quinter is standing out at second base. And I wasn't aware of a ruling by an umpire.
The guy at first base is the one to send him down.
Could have been a balk. Had to be a balk.
Well, then the pitch wouldn't have counted.
Had to be a balk. There's a hard ground ball to third.
Wow.
Hilgefort backhand play. Splendid throw to first. Out. Two gone.
That's just like on television.
Woo!
Went down to one knee, backhand.
Clint Hilgefort playing about 10 feet off the line. Took a couple of quick hops to his right toward the bag. Went to a knee and stabbed it backhanded style. And fired from
throw.
Yes, from the ground with a knee on it, right to Fortman. Two away for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. That was Fissinger who hit it. Now it's Braden Monin. Fissinger retired. Still at second is Quinter. Change up, swing and a miss. A strike and a ball on Monin. Rushi down 5-6-1, bottom of the sixth. Meyer looks back at second, throws way outside for a ball. 2-1 on the hitter, Monin, if indeed that first pitch was called a ball. Second pitch to him. On the outside part of the plate, tap to first. Fortman goes wide of the bag, gets it. Derek Meyer, the pitcher, takes the toss on the run.
Play.
Oh, and he nips the runner at first base. Great play by Meyer. Derek went scooting off the mound. Fortman very wide of first to get that three-hop tapper. And then he shoveled it on to Meyer, who beat Braden Monin to first base by a half step. We go to the seventh. Fort Loramie 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection may
make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Once again, so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, Bryant Billing, outstanding sports page coverage. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Well, Fort Loramie starts off the top of the seventh inning, Chuck, with an infield single.
Yeah, that was not well played. He was caught between. He didn't charge it. He let the ball play him, and he beat him out of first base.
A little blooper off the bat of Caleb Meyer, and boy, his speed has been a huge factor in this game today. A couple of steals, and he has scored three times. He's on at first. It goes down as a ground ball. It was Hanel hit. Didn't get much more than, what, maybe 8-10 feet in the air?
At the most.
And stopped in the grass. And then the ball snaked its way into the dirt. And Rushi, shortstop, couldn't get the out at first. Simply no chance. Here's Caleb Meyer stealing. Throw down. Not in time. Caleb Meyer's third steal of the day. And he has exceeded the 30 mark in thefts on the season. Caleb Meyer.
That's impressive.
And I think 2 days in a row now, Chuck, Fort Loramie has had six steals. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Rushi, shortstop. Snap throw to first, and Grant Albers is retired by a step. Good play by Xavier Flippo. That ball almost rolled up his arm. It started to. And he pinned it into his mitt, got the out at first. Top of the seventh inning, Fort Loramie leads by a score of 6-1. And we'd like to extend a big thank you to our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's another one of those safety squeeze bunts at the plate, and it's a beauty. Saunders up the line from third, fires to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag. Another run, Redskins. Small ball deluxe.
You wonder if anybody from the teams that are over going to be over in Akron are here looking at this. I don't know if I've seen a team put the ball on the ground as well as Fort Loramie has today.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I've had a few conversations with head coach Jeff Sanders in the past couple of weeks, and he always highlights his team's athleticism and speed, and until you see it, you really don't understand it. It is unbelievable. These are jackrabbits on the bases, and Fort Loramie has scored once more to extend the advantage to 7-1.
Well, what incredible pressure this puts on the defense.
Isn't that the truth? Rushi did it yesterday to Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Rushi played small ball, faked the bunt every at bat, did bunt some, pulled the bat back, swung away, hit the ball sharply to first and third when the corners were in yesterday, and Fisher Catholic couldn't make plays. The ball got on them too fast. They were looking for bunts, and Fort Loramie has pulled the same trick here in the regional championship. swing at the plate by the Redskins hitter. Ball skied to the left off the bat of Devin Ratterman. Hauled in left field by Rushi. Nice play by Monith as he was fighting the high sky and the wind. About 260 feet from home plate, made the catch, and the Redskins have two out here in the seventh. Another run aboard for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins, with a runner at first and two down, bring plateward Trevor Middendorf, who's had a very good game. He's had a bunch single, a safety squeeze that was good. Here's a hard smash toward short, leaping off to his right. Catch made, but Flippo.
Nice.
Oh, he got his white pants very dirty on that one, sliding to the ground. Quinter snags the liner. Ball was ticketed for left, out recorded. Fort Loramie done in the seventh. Not before the Redskins play add-on again. 7-1, Fort Loramie headed to the bottom of the seventh. Rushi's last at bat, regional championship on the line here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Now, Chuck, what an ace in the hole Derek Meyer has been for Fort Loramie here today.
They got people on, and then he came in, and he's done an outstanding job.
Bottom of inning number seven, and Rushi starts it off with a slowly hit ground ball to Hilgefort at third. He charges, gobbles it up, fires on to Fortman, out, one away. Flippo steps in. Zane Chappie retired, 5-3. During the regular season, Fort Loramie was victorious over Rushi by scores of 4-0 and 3-1. They were very early. In fact, one of them was the initial game of the season. In the last 4 years, Rushi has won the two big tournament games over Fort Loramie, 8-4 in 2017 in a regional semi and in a sectional championship 2 years later, 1-0 in extra innings. Rushi won that one. However, here today, it's been all Fort Loramie, up 7-1, one out, bottom of the seventh inning for Rushi, and here is a high curveball floating in there to Flippo, who looks it over and takes it. Derek Meyer, herky-jerky, fires downstairs. Count, I think, is 3-0.
3-1.
3-1. 3-1 the count on the Raiders hitter, who looks at a fastball just off the plate inside, and Derek Meyer on the mound pauses, looks in, umpire motions off the inside corner, base on balls, runner aboard for Rushi, one out, bottom of the seventh. Here's Drew Sherman. Sherman to the plate. Sherman is singled and rifled a double to right center. The pitch to Drew. An outside off-speed pitch lofted to deep right. The wind makes it go back toward the warning track. It's carrying. Caught on the dead run. But Caleb Meyer. Beautiful play by Meyer. He angled back. Wind was tailing that ball toward the deep right center field fence. And a good 315, 20 feet from home plate. Caleb Meyer hauls it in. What a clout by Sherman. It was wind aided a little bit. Terrific play by Meyer. I tell you what, Chuck, you've got your hands full. Caleb Meyer, Derek Meyer, Evan Eilerman at short. All three of those young men might have to share Clancy's. Two away. Here's the third out. A line drive to right field off the bat of Saunders. Caught into the hands of the right fielder Meyer. Caleb Meyer jaunting in. Picked it off on the run. And the Redskins pile up at the pitching mound. Pandemonium here at Princeton. The Redskins leap for joy to the left of the pitching rubber between the mound and third base. The Redskins quickly hop up, get in the congratulatory line to exchange handshakes with the Redskins, or I should say with the Raiders, as Fort Loramie is triumphant here today by a count of 7-1 to advance on to the state Final Four next Friday at 1 o'clock at Akron against Tiffin Calvert or Warren John F. Kennedy. Big early stretch to this game. Fort Loramie did not score with the bases loaded and nobody out with the game tied at 1. Rushi had a chance to take the lead at 2-3-1. Got two runners aboard with one out. Got runners to second and third eventually with one out. Didn't score. And then Fort Loramie struck and broke it open. A three-run fourth. Rushi was blanked from the third on by the relief pitching of Derek Meyer of Fort Loramie. Unofficially, six stolen bases for the Redskins. They bunted beautifully, kept Rushi off balance. When you get the lead and you're that good at small ball, Chuck, you've got the upper hand big time.
It's like standing up there, getting a 4 or 5 point lead and making free throws at the end of a game.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what Loramie did. They just kept the pressure on Rushi's defense the entire game.
And Derek Meyer was splendid out of the bullpen. Very deceptive. Three-quarter arm angle. Herky-jerky. And the lefty's got movement on every pitch. If he's not curving it, he's tailing it. Three different speeds. Marvelous relief effort by Derek Meyer and Evan Eilerman, Chuck, at shortstop. He was superb.
He was terrific.
He was superb defensively for the Redskins and had a good day at the plate.
Yeah, well, I got already written down all three of those names before you mentioned them.
I just wanted to remind you because there were so many very good players here today. Easy to forget. Terrific season for the Rushi Raiders, who wind up 26-6. And of those six losses, half of them to Fort Loramie.
That makes it a little harder to deal with for them, but
yeah.
There is absolutely not. They're a very young team, and there is nothing wrong with a regional final loss.
The other three setbacks suffered this year by the Raiders to Minster, to New Bremen, and to Anna. Rushi finished second in the Shelby County Athletic League, half a game ahead of Anna. League won by Fort Loramie, 11-1 in league play, now 28-4 on the year if you count the game early in the week against Springfield Shawnee, which Fort Loramie lost 28-3. If you don't count that, I'm not sure that it was a real game or a scrimmage. Nonetheless, this Fort Loramie team is rolling in high gear. Every phase of Redskins baseball, Chuck, being executed beautifully at the right time of the season.
Well, you know, I mean, normally you get to this point, and in the semifinals, you see two teams that have this big, burly fastball pitcher that is just dominant.
Yep.
Not what we watched today. What we watched were pitchers. And boy, they would find the corners. The umpire, very generous on that outside corner, but it was that way all game. So you live with it. You do something with it. But Loramie just had too much today. Like you said, the small ball, the relief pitching, the defense, they were outstanding.
Jake Sanders with a big two-run double back in the fourth inning to key a three-run inning for Fort Loramie, breaking this game open at 4-1. And then thereafter, Fort Loramie got single runs in three additional innings to win this contest by a score of 7-1. This Rushi team will return. The Raiders will be right back here in a regional championship game next year. One senior, one who played.
A good one.
Yeah, a very good one at that. Best hitter in the club, Drew Sherman, second baseman. A lot of power, good pop in his bat. 450 hitter. Sherman, the senior, only lost everyone back. The entire Raiders pitching staff returns. Rushi should be the league favorite next year. Fort Loramie will have to replenish a little bit.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this 2021 season continues for the Redskins next Friday, 1 o'clock, first pitch, Akron Canal Park against Tiffin Calvert or Warren John F. Kennedy. Redskins senior Layden, a lot of experience on this team, and that will pay off at the state Final Four, no question about it. Chuck, let's highlight our Clancy's, and we will tell our folks at the radio station that we've got a three-minute radio station commercial, a three-minute block coming up. We will go to our three-minute block. Let's just go ahead and do that before we highlight Clancy's. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our WMVR 105 TAM FM sponsors. We will hear from them right now. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Gear Oil, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Princeton High School in northern Hamilton County, north of Cincinnati, where today the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Rushi Raiders by a final score of 7-1 to take the Division IV Baseball Regional Championship. Chuck, I noted a very good display of sportsmanship by Fort Loramie. Yeah, the players in the moment were excited. They piled up, they heaped up. They were in a mound, out on the mound, when the last out was recorded, but the coaching staff very alertly said, guys, okay, yeah, we can rejoice later. Let's get up and let the Raiders know thanks for another good Rushi Fort Loramie contest, whether it be on the court, on the field. It happened once again here today. It's a good rivalry, and it's an intense one at times.
A lot of respect.
Yep, lottery. There you go. That's the word. Very respectful rivalry, and it was shown by both clubs here today. Our Clancy stars of the game, we have noted them. Let's highlight them once more.
Well, for Rushi, it's going to be Drew Sherman, and for Loramie, it's Caleb Meyer, Derek Meyer, and Evan Eilerman.
Yes, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Now, once again, the Fort Loramie Redskins broke this game open with a three-run third inning and then scored single runs in three additional innings. Game was tied 1-1 when Fort Loramie tallied the trio of runs to go up 4-1. Fort Loramie's speed certainly showed itself in a mighty way here in this regional tournament. Unofficially, we've got Fort Loramie for at least 11 stolen bases in this double bill of games, the regional semi yesterday for Fort Loramie and the regional championship here today. And tell you what, Chuck, it takes a left-hand pitcher and a real good catcher in order to slow down Fort Loramie's running game. First thing you've got to do, if you can, is have good enough pitching to keep Fort Loramie off the base, and that's a task in and of itself as
right.
well.
Well, and when a pitcher gets on, and with a runner on first base, most stolen bases are against the pitcher. Yep. Today they were against the pitcher. Yep. Even the throw that went down towards the shortstop and the one that went over the head of the second baseman, the base was already stolen.
Yes.
And that is an art that kids in high school are not fabulous at for the most part, but they're definitely get better.
And once again, the Redskins' next opponent is next Friday, 1 o'clock, state semifinal, Canal Park, Akron, either Tiffin Calvert or Warren John F. Kennedy. And Fort Loramie will be bidding for its fourth state title in baseball, having won state championships in 2007, 10, and 18. And here they are back at the Final Four in 2021. Head coach Jeff Sanders' first team in 18 won it all. And 4 years later, the Redskins under Coach Sanders are back at the state semifinal once again.
Yep. Well, that Loramie Athletics, Dovian in general, just outstanding. They're right from the top, from Dan Holland as the superintendent, right down through principals, Mitch Westerheide as the AD. The coaches on all levels are just fantastic. And that's what you get when you're in a town that everybody cares.
And this Rushi Raiders baseball program is in very good stead under 7-year head coach Kevin Flippo. 5 district titles in the last 6 years. 5 district championships. And it's a young team that will be mighty potent again on the baseball diamond in 2022. And don't forget, most everybody back on the volleyball court and on the basketball court for Rushi. The boys and girls basketball programs should be very strong in 2021-22. Volleyball, probably the favorite to win the Shelby County League. Again, the final score here today, 7-1, as Fort Loramie defeats the Rushi Raiders to take this regional championship in Division IV baseball. We've run down our sponsors many times, again highlighting our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. And our scores anchors including Forces and Edison Bank, the Sydney Daily News, our broadcast partner, WMVR, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. For Chuck McBee, for Derek at the radio station, for all of you very fine listeners, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon on this Saturday from Princeton High School, where Fort Loramie has defeated Rushi to take the Division IV Regional Baseball Crown 7-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.